On Halftime, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, with the weekend footy preview for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway.
21 past three on halftime, the Friday footy preview, and we are going international this afternoon. Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, is in Wellington getting ready for the St Kilda Carlton clash tomorrow. You'll hear it live on SEN. Don't you worry about that. Tomo, good afternoon.
Danny boy, you go. Good to talk to you, my friend. I was just wondering whether you were going to be able to get that set of cups and string across the ditch.
Well, we're having some telecommunication issues, Tom, during the break, trying to track you down. I thought maybe the earthquake, the 6.5 magnitude earthquake, may have had some eruptions. It may have affected the telephone lines over there.
Well, what people back in Australia don't know is that was just the hamstring landing in Wellington. Actually, I've lost a few kegs. Otherwise, they would have been in real strife.
Would have been in all sorts of bother.
Would have been in all sorts. So things are good. But, yeah, certainly great to be over here. Beautiful city, Wellington. We've decided myself and Brett Phillips, who are calling the game, we're actually going to get up early and go to the new Anzac Park here in Wellington. And we're going to go to the dawn service as well. So we're really going to get involved with the whole day. And then, of course, the opportunity to call a game on the day is wonderful.
What a great idea. That'll be a terrific experience for you, I would think, Tomo.
Yeah, to be honest, I'll be one of the rare people, I think, to put up my hand and say it is actually the first one I'm going to. So many times I've thought about it and then never actually had the courage to get up at that sort of 4:30 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, I mean, that says a lot when you're talking about paying your respects to people who have given their lives and served our country, which is pretty much weak as water. So we're getting up early tomorrow, and I'm going to go and experience my first dawn service. I think that's the least I can do.
Good man. Good effort. That'd be a good experience, I reckon, for you and BP. Just on, before we get to the games, Tom, I'm going to get you 9 of these babies, as you know. Yep. Are there any concerns from more earthquakes?
Not that I know of. Not unless I fall out of the 25th floor here at the James Cook Chancellor. I didn't even... Is that actually serious? Was there a...
Yeah, there's an earthquake. 6.5 magnitude earthquake not long ago.
Jingoes.
I'm legit, man. I'm not making that up.
No, well, there you go. I'll listen. When I jump off the phone, I'll talk to my people and we'll try and work it out.
Yeah, right.
But at present, we were able to land the plane. Did a nice job, the pilot. Very nice landing. And we're ready to go. So as far as from what I've heard since landing, no problems.
Okay.
No issues.
No problems. So let's move on then. Friday night footy. You're not here for it, but it's going to be an interesting game. Richmond and Melbourne at the mighty MCG. In for the Tigers, Arnott, McDonough and Drummond. And out go Newman, Knights and Chaplin. Three pretty experienced outs there for the Tigers. Mitchie's in for Melbourne and Frost goes out for the D's. Tomo, where are these two teams placed?
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it, Huff? I mean, Melbourne, their effort against the... Melbourne's effort against the LA Crows last week was absolutely fantastic. I mean, say what you like about the Bernie Vince sort of tagging and the byplay that goes with the game, but the actual the effort of the Demons and their ball winning from the midfield and then their ability to stop Adelaide scoring on their home ground was absolutely fantastic. It was just a shame they weren't able to make the most of their chances. I love the article in the Herald Sun today talking about Tom McDonald versus Alex Rance.
Yeah.
It's a clear-cut first two key defenders in the competition at the moment for mine. I mean, these two guys have just been absolutely sensational, and to see them on the one night, both with, you know, very big jobs as far as this game's going to go. I mean, you know, of course, Jack Riewoldt's been in reasonable form, and if you let him cut loose, you know, it could all be over. So for Tom McDonald, that's going to be a big one. And on the other flip side of the coin, I mean, Hogan, the young key forward for Melbourne, I think he hasn't let anyone down in showing the great signs that the Melbourne faithful have been waiting for. I'm leaning towards the Tigers in this one half. I really do like what the Demons have done. What we've seen this year, though, they're still going to be inconsistent with their effort. They do need a 22-person contribution from the Demons again, like they had last week, to give them a chance in this game. But I think that Richmond showed last week, you know, they came out breathing fire. I thought, led by Trent Cotchin, who even I said, you know, the sideways kicking and all the rest of it was pretty ordinary from him. I think he really led the way last week, and it was more positive football from him. So well done, Trent Cotchin, and that just has, for me, With him and Martin in good form, the Tigers just in front.
Yeah, look, I think it's a really valid point, I reckon, the way that Richmond played last week, and we were fairly critical of their performance the week before when they were going backwards and sideways and not advancing the ball goal to goal, and they did that last week, and Brisbane have had their issues through the middle of the ground and defensively as well, yep. Tomo, and having a forward line to score, obviously, at the other end. So they've had issues, so there's probably a little bit of a rider on that comment, but I've been really impressed with the D's this year. They had a couple of weeks where they haven't moved the ball quite as effectively as they did in the first week, but they've been competitive at every contest. And I reckon that'll hold them in good stead tonight, and I'm going to pick them.
All right, well,
I'm on the D's.
I don't, and I'm not a, you know, I'm not against their thinking half. I mean, the Demons were disappointing against Greater Western Sydney, but as I've mentioned to many, whoever wants to talk about it, I watched them play against Sydney in Sydney, and the Giants are very, very good. They competed with the best in the competition, and they're going to be a very good team this year. So, you know, I don't mind that thinking from you, half. I just I still think we're going to get some inconsistent performances from the D's. And, yeah, for me, I'm going to stick with the Tigers, and the Vortex might get me again.
9 from 9 last week for Tomo, 9 from 9, so yeah. Pretty hot form. So, Kia ora Carlton, you'll be there in Wellington, Westpac Stadium for SEN tomorrow. Curran in for Weller, for the Saints, and for the Blues. Tut, Buckley, and Bokhurst gets his first crack. Judd, Yaron, and Boone out. Big outs for the Blues, with Judd and Yaron particularly. Andreas Everett plays game number 100. What are you thinking, Tomo?
Well, this could go either way. I really think, I mean, if Carlton turn up and their senior players turn up with a hungry, relentless working attitude, they should win this game of footy. I think what we've got from St Kilda is they drop away very quickly with their young players. And once again, I mentioned the inconsistent performance. We saw that from them. Last week on Friday night. I mean, the big stage was just a little bit too big for them. And once again, I mean, this is a, you know, this is a big trip for this young team to come across to Wellington, and then you know, playing on Anzac Day. And I probably looking at both teams. I just think there is more firepower, and certainly without Riewoldt, and certainly more depth in this Carlton lineup. If they get the best games out of Nunes and Dunstan, you know, Billy Longan showed one quarter last week that he can be really competitive, but it fell away really quickly after that, and Grundy dominated. He's got to do more than that. His effort has got to last for longer. He just doesn't have the wind in his sails to go past about a, you know, the quarter time effort at the moment. So he's going to be a long, slow burn for them. They've got plenty of young talent, you know, with Billings and then those type of players in the team. And Paddy McCartan and these types. I'm looking at the opposite, looking at Carlton's lineup, more seasoned players, more fitness under their belt. I think that they'll get the job done.
What's the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Really nice, actually. It's meant to be sunny and roughly just under the 20 mark somewhere, so around the 18 degrees, which is really good. I know from I've called here in the past half, and the weather's been quite ordinary for football, and it hasn't lent itself to, you know, to skillful play, and yep. It's been a real slog. And to be honest, I mean, not really a great advertisement for our game. So I'm really hoping that, you know, even though these two teams are going to be somewhere down the lower end of the ladder, that tomorrow they get some weather and a good opportunity on a great day to show off some of the skills that are involved in our great game. I mean, let's hope that Liam Jones or Josh Bruce or Casbolt and these guys start, you know, jumping up and taking some big marks. And, you know, guys like Bryce Gibbs and Mark Murphy and the like can put on a bit of a show for what skills are involved in AFL footy.
I'm with you. Blues to win that one in a tight contest, though, there at Westpac Stadium. The big one, the MCG, Matty Granlund, Kevin Bartlett, Scott Lucas, Brett Anderson will be there for SEN footy. The Bombers and the Pies. Dempsey and Hams comes in for the Bombers. Cooney and Ashby go out. Jack Malcolm plays game number 100. And for the Pies, Taylor Adams in for Paddy Carnesis. Tomo, what happens?
Bombers win for me, half. I've got them as my lock for the weekend. I think the Pies, you know, they bashed up a pretty ordinary St Kilda outfit last week after quarter time, and good on them. You know, they took advantage. Dane Swan was sensational. I thought Scott Pendlebury's effort, I thought he still looked about 85% fit, was just amazing. I mean, he's a superstar of our competition. But I'll keep saying the word depth. If you look over across at the Bombers, they have just got depth, but also the experience games play. Like their young players, Gleeson, Hibbard, Bagley, all these guys, they've got Merritts is in there, Heppel, these sort of guys, you know, they're 50 to 100 games under their belt. It's a completely different story when you're looking at Langdon and Frost and Crisp and Grundy, these type of players. There's just the Bombers are in really good form. They defend really well. Their pressure's been fantastic. That's why they've won their first three, and I think they'll be comfortable winners. Half, I think they'll be just too good with Joe Watson in just fantastic form.
I'm with you. Bombers by enough there at the MCG tomorrow against the Magpies, the big clash on Anzac Day. The Giants host the Suns. The new boys are combating at Star Trek Oval on SEN Footy. We'll be there. Rob Waters and David Schwartz heading up for that game. Stewart in for the Giants. Phillips goes out. Reece Palmer plays game number 100. Dixon and Sexton in for the Suns. Gorringe and Day go out, Tomo. The Battle of the Newbies.
Yeah, the Battle of the Newbies is a really interesting one. And good on Gold Coast for at least showing a bit of ticker last week in travelling down to Cat Park, Cardinia Park half, and having a go. I mean, they obviously drew a bit of a line in the sand, if you like, to say, you know, the effort has got to be there, and it was. Their use of the football, their ability to kick the goals when they needed to be kicked, unfortunately, weren't there. They had so much more of the football than the Cats. They smashed them in the clearances in the midfield. They just didn't know how to finish the job. I think the advantage that they do have, the Suns over the Giants, I think they've got some more goal kickers in their lineup. Of course, Cameron and McCarthy have been absolutely fantastic. But I think when you look past that, Dixon's a really important in half. He's a competitive beast. I love the way he plays his footy. And he'll certainly get the guys standing taller. Tom Lynch is he's the best young forward in the competition at the moment, from my eyes. And the midfield battle is just going to be amazing tomorrow. I think what you've got is your hard nuts from the Giants. Yes, they're very skillful. Going up against more of the outside version from the Gold Coast Suns. And I think that's where the battle could be won and lost. I mean, if Gold Coast can't put their head down and really get the, you know, win the clearance and the hard ball gets and all that sort of thing and really put a stamp on it there, I think the Giants can take control. Callum Ward in the middle. Devon Smith was amazing last week. Big Mummy, big Shane Mumford is going to be a factor in this game. And for that, I'm putting the Giants just ahead, but I don't think there's much between these two teams. What the Suns showed last week is there's plenty of talent there. You look across their list, you know, they've got a good, strong two defenders in May and Thompson. That's a good list. It's an up-and-coming one. They haven't started well, but they showed some good signs last week. Giants just, but don't be surprised. This could be my upset game if there was one.
The Giants for me by enough. Port Adelaide host Hawthorn at the Adelaide Oval. Saturday night, it's going to be a big game. We know that Robbie Gray is out for the Power today, which is a big, big one.
Cool.
Corns and Lobie come in, though. That's pretty handy. And somebody else will come in, too. I don't know. Oh, Archie has come into the team. Wines goes out with Robbie Gray. Hill in for the Hawks. Anderson out. Tomo, what does it mean for this game?
Probably one of the more important ins for the Hawks in just outside run and skill and you know, ability to move the football quickly into the forward line in Bradley Hill versus a couple of crucial outs there in Ollie Wines and Robbie Gray. And I think even though they've got the home ground advantage half, the professional Hawthorn team will find a way to win this game is my thoughts. I watched them down there against the Western Bulldogs last week, and Grant Birchall back off that half-back flank. The back line at present is probably at its absolute strongest. Lake looks fit. Gibson's in good form. Burgoyne's a superstar. You know, Duray's really slotted into his spot there, and Ben Stratton is, you know, he's at his absolute best at the moment. And across the midfield, I mean, Luke Hodge's form last week was sensational. Against probably an injured and lessened midfield for the Bulldogs. But he and Jordan Lewis are in amazing form, Harvey boy. And if you look up forward, obviously, I think the Hawks have got a more dangerous forward line. I was going to say before the injury to Robbie Gray that the two players that could be the defining act for Port are Wingard and also Gray. But with Robbie Gray out, I think it just lessens the impact they can have. If I was a Port, you'd be very much trying to get Jay Schultz onto Brian Lake. Lake doesn't like those leading type players, and that's one thing that Schultz is all about, timing his leads. And he could be a real focal point for them if they win enough through the middle. But the Hawks team defence and the Hawks just a touch too strong, Huffy boy.
Hawks for me, and a bit more pressure there on Port Adelaide as a result of that tomorrow night at the Adelaide Oval. Nathan Thompson with us, the People's Hamstring National Tipping Champion, live from Wellington, getting ready for the clash tomorrow. He'll be calling with Brett Phillips on SEN Footy from 11, St Kilda and Carlton. But we are going through the round four games. We've got five down, four to go. Freo and Sydney's going to be a cracker. Tomo Tsubiako at Domain Stadium tomorrow night. Tim Gossage, Ben Allen there calling that action. Mzungu back for the Dockers. Crozier out and Smith in for the Swans. The big Towers out.
It's interesting one half. The Swans have been super impressive. Of course, last year's grand finalist against the Hawks versus, well, probably the team I see as the most impressive so far this season. And I've been very fortunate to have a look at this midfield at work close hand in watching them down at Geelong. And, you know, I don't think Nathan Fyfe would have a player in the AFL playing better football than him at present. He's an amazing player, and to see how he does it and the freedom that he plays with even under immense pressure is pretty awesome. Danny Boy, Aaron Sandilands has been in amazing form. The impact that he's having on games at the moment shouldn't be underestimated. And that's going to be a really interesting duel, I think. I think when you cut through all the fancy talk, I mean, the midfield battle is just going to be amazing over there in Fremantle, and it'll go a long way. I mean, Lachie Neal, who plays his 50th game, he's risen to another level. He's been good last year, but this year his performance in winning the football and his work in the midfield to help out Fyfe and Mundy and Stephen Hill has been absolutely awesome. The query I do have on this game half, and obviously love to get your thoughts as well, is whether Lance Franklin and Tippett can find a way to cut loose in this game and, you know, maybe get four of one and three goals from the other. And if they do, I think that's where Sydney can take a hold of the Fremantle Dockers. Of course, McFarlane's a great defender, and so too is Johnson. Don't get me wrong, but these guys are another level and another size of player as well. Mm. And they could certainly do some damage. And at the other end of the ground, if you look at it, I think interesting to see no Ballantyne half. Did he get... I thought he was back...
Another week suspended.
He got one more week, has he? Right. Yep. So that's obviously a big out as well. Puts a lot of pressure on Walters. Of course, Pavlich, Tavener, Main... and those type of players, and they need to get a couple of goals from players like, you know, whether it's a goal from Hill and Sandilands, Mundy and Fyfe, which they have been getting, of course, and getting them plenty from their midfield through Fyfe as well. So it's an interesting battle. I'm going to go for Fremantle in at half. They have been the most impressive team to me so far this year. The way that the professionalism they played with down in Geelong, I just marvelled at, and they dissected the Eagles before putting the cue in the rack. So it's a big challenge. Sydney, of course, are one of the heavyweights, but I'm going to go with the home team and go with Freo.
Yeah, both teams 3-0 at the start of the season. They've done nothing wrong, either of them. I'm with you, though. I think Fremantle have been the most impressive team in the competition thus far. And for that reason, and the home ground factor alone, without getting too scientific, I think that's enough for them to be tippable in this game. So I'm going to the Dockers as well. Brisbane and West Coast Sunday games. Extended squads from here. Leuenberger back into the squad. Only an interchange from at this stage. Rockliffe back into the team. Huge result for the Lions. Golby, Lester, Robertson and Cutler. Out go Mays, McGrath and Foot. That's what he's got. McGrath's got a foot injury. Maguire.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no.
It's Friday afternoon. In for the West Coast Eagles, Bennell, McInnes and College. Although there is some feedback coming through that Wellingham didn't board the plane to Brisbane. Won't be going. So I don't know who's coming in for Sherrod Wellingham.
It's one of those games, this one half. I think I wouldn't be surprised if either team, you know, won, to be honest. I mean, you officially can't tip Brisbane.
No, you cannot officially tip them.
You can't do it. I would love to know that Leuenberger and Rockliffe, Golby and Leicester all are playing. I mean, the difference that makes to the Brisbane Lions team is super important. In saying that, though, Mays is probably, and his friend Foot, that was Shizen, by the way. Mays is their most impressive young player from my eyes. They lose Matty Maguire, who's, you know, he's a solid key defensive player, and you just can't replace those guys. I know Cutler's going to get the opportunity, but, I mean, Maguire is a heavier body. When you look at it, West Coast, they've really struggled. I mean, they got absolutely mauled last week when it mattered, and then, you know, they kicked a few late when the game was over, said and done. The defensively, Schofield with another game under his belt is super important for them. And McGovern getting through that knee issue is obviously super important as well. And for that reason, with Nat Nui in the ruck, and yeah, whether Wellingham's there or not, but I think they've got just too much in the midfield region as well with guys, once they get it forward. I mean, Kennedy, I don't think they've got a player that can play on Kennedy. They've also got Lacroix and Gaff and these sort of guys who are going to be very dangerous. And even like I said, I mean, he's a monster of a guy. Brisbane just do not have the players that can play man-for-man on these guys. And if West Coast do lose it, it'd be pretty ordinary on their behalf, I think. But you know what? Sooner or later, Brisbane, they've got to turn some of this form around because they, other than probably Dane Beams, they've been pretty ordinary.
Don't think it's going to be this weekend. You'll be there with Rob Waters and Wayne Britton calling the action for SEN. Say good day to my mate, Footy. Geelong and Footy. North Melbourne will be combating each other down at Simmons Stadium on Sunday. Rivers, Hawkins, Smets, Holland-Smith and Kolejny into the squad. Bartel and Lonigan go out. Tommy Hawkins will play game number 150, should he play. We're not confirmed just yet. And McMillan, McKenzie and Jumont into the Kangas lineup for the extended squad, Tomo.
So no confirmation on Tom Hawkins' half?
Haven't had that finalised as far as I'm aware.
Am I allowed to put a tip in if Hawkins plays? I actually think the Cats will win. I hate to say it, I want with my heart the Kangaroos, but... You know, I just think they're missing too many of their key players. They did a great job against Port last week. Don't get me wrong. It was that was just an amazing effort. But they didn't get the chocolates. And it really concerns me if they've got Big Mitch Clark and Tom Hawkins down there and Selwood getting some of his cohorts back into that team and up and running. I mean, Holland Smith and Billy Schmitz have got to come in and really play a role there. They need more support through the midfield. But they'll get some football down there to Tommy Hawkins and Big Mitch Clark, and I'm really, really concerned that they're going to do some damage. So I'm thinking if Tom Hawkins plays and plays in his 150th, I actually think it's going to be an upset. I think it's going to be the Cats, unfortunately, that'll just beat North on their home ground.
I'm on the ruse. I reckon they can. They'll get great benefit and trust.
I've got a great doubt that Jack Seaver will play, mate. That's one thing that I'm probably backing, or I'm thinking as well. I mean, you know, to go off and have bruised lungs and bleeding, you know, coughing up blood and those sort of things, I find it hard to, you know, there's a lot on the line for this game, for the Kangaroos. They missed last week. They need to win. You know, he's one of their spiritual leaders, but I've got a bit of a concern that he may be out, and that leaves a big hole.
All right, we'll might have to hedge our bets a bit on that one as opposed to the teams that that come through. So if Hawkins plays for you, the Cats, if Zeeble plays for the Kangas, I'm tipping them.